people were living in Central then?
Oh, and at that time, I think there was about, probably not more than 8 families. Not even that many, I don't think, not in the winter. A few more came in the summers because of the mining, but it was just the old folks that were there in the wintertime. I think probably about 6 families were all that were there. And it was a really nice little community because everyone got together and they helped each other out. And of course, we were wanting to be independent, so we, kind of stuck by ourselves, and people didn't know what to think about us. They just watched us and made sure that, we didn't do something goofy like freeze to death. And then Tom Kennedy, who was the greater man on the road up there, he would come by during the months of the winter, and he always said he was checking the drifts in the road, which at that time there was no wind there. And we knew he was coming to check on us because there was no wind to make drifts in the road. But he would stop by to make sure we were okay. And they just kind of watched us, and when they thought we were getting in trouble, they'd kind of come around and say, okay, like we were drinking water out of Albert Creek, which is really not very good water. And we didn't want to ask anybody to pump water out of their yard, And so they told us, well, at the road commission there was a pump, and then at Roy Riddle's, which was a little, they had the post office and a little, roadhouse there, and they had a pitcher pump out in the front, and he told us that we shouldn't drink that raunchy water, we should come down there and get water, so we started getting water there. But, they just kind of kept watch of us that we didn't get into trouble. And we did everything pretty much on our own. We didn't go and ask for help or anything outside of the water.